Welcome to the Talk Over Podcast, a conversational platform for the DJs, by the DJs, brought to you by Double and Stylus.
Swag.
Tune in every week to hear us talk about all the things we see, hear and experience as DJs. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel at youtube.com/talkover or follow the Talk Over Podcast page on Spotify.
Hey, are we rolling? Are we rolling? What's going on, guys? Welcome to another Talk Over Podcast episode. Something a little bit different this week. You're probably wondering what the hell is going on. Why is Stylus like sat here on his own? Where's DJ Double? Where has he gone? Where's the man? Well, I'm going to break it down for you. DJ Double had a bit of a car situation last night coming out of the rave. One of his tyres burst He's got car problems, basically, and he couldn't make it today. So we had a quick chat on the phone, and to make sure that we stay plugged in with you guys, because we don't want to be missing our 8 o'clock schedule. So today's answer, DJ Stylus, myself, we're going to be sitting down and doing something slightly different. We're going to go back through a couple of the videos. We're going to go on our Twitter and check out some of the feedback that you guys have been sending us, and any questions, any requests, anything that you guys have just been reaching out to send us, basically. We're going to try and go through that today and answer a few of your questions and hopefully cover a couple topics that we haven't covered as yet. So it's just me today, guys. Stars in the building. Talk Over Podcast. Let's go. For the people that are just checking in for the first time, the Talk Over Podcast is a conversational platform mainly for DJs. But one thing that we've realized since we launched this is that a lot of people within the industry are trying to get involved. So, you know, it's not just DJs, it's promoters, it's club owners, managers, radio presenters, even like A&Rs and artists themselves have even reached out to us. So this is very, very sick. But something that started out as a platform for DJs, built for DJs, by the DJs. If you haven't already, before we go anywhere, make sure you subscribe to the channel, like, subscribe, all of that. And make sure you guys stay in the loop with episodes as we go forward, innit? Safe. Gonna load up the YouTube channel, gonna load up the Twitter, and we're literally just gonna go through some of these quick fire and see what kind of feedback you guys have been leaving on some of our episodes. We're only on like episode 7. I think we've done 7 episodes now. Big shout out to Denzel Sappho. He was one of the first people to write on our channel, so we're gonna big you up. He put, liking this man, definitely going to be locked in more and more, and left a little one of them. So big up your chest. DJ Vital TV says, very interesting watch. This is on our debut episode, which was about what's the best thing a DJ can do and can you survive just from playing the clubs. Big shout out to Zachary Agazeu. I think that's the one. Apologies if I pronounce your name wrong. It's great to see that it's not just me who wants to go beyond DJing. I sometimes feel bad for not committing all my time to the craft. I enjoy working, but I don't know if I can do it full time. I used to blame the bar I worked in, but it's more than that. See, this is a tough one, man, because a lot of people ask me, like, how did I make the transition going from, like, part-time DJ to full-time DJ? I never really did the part-time DJ thing. Like, I made a conscious decision when I left college, 18, that I would chase being a DJ straight away. Like, it was something that was in my mind from like 14 years of age. So by the time I'd hit 18, it was a no-brainer that I really wanted to go out there and really try and go for the DJing. But I can totally understand where people are coming from when it comes to having a full-time job and making the crossover to trying to be the full-time DJ. Like, there's such a fine line. I would say try and balance for as long as you can, to the point where it's physically impossible to balance anymore, and then you know that making the transition over to being a full-time DJ and moving away from the job will be a little bit more sustainable. So I'd say it's just a case of getting the balance right as you move through it, and then slowly make the gradual move over to becoming the full-time DJ. Shout out to Honey Claypot, says, and as an aspiring DJ, you guys are feeding the hungry. All right, I'll take that. Our second episode was an interesting one that we wanted to cover, like, as soon as we decided we would do this podcast, and it was, what is the role of the warm-up DJ? The role of the warm-up DJ, this was from Anton Fredericks. A shout out to Anton. He put, the role of the warm-up DJ is to warm the crowd without playing the top hits, also to show the next DJ how versatile the crowd is. However, I disagree in the one tune per night rule. sometimes a tune needs to get a playback just because it was dropped earlier in an empty room. So I made the comment about the one tune a night rule. A rule that I stand by is a tune must only be played once throughout the night. So Anton has said he disagrees, one tune per night. Sometimes a tune needs to get a playback just because it was dropped earlier in an empty room. So my reply to that would be, why are you dropping that song to an empty room? Like, what? Normally a warm-up for me, I would stay left field, play some eclectic stuff, some different stuff, warm it up. You're not going to catch me playing any bangers. So my reply to that would be, don't play bangers to an empty room and save them. Do you know what I mean? I just try not to repeat songs. Like, that's just me. Like, yeah, personal opinion, I guess, on that one. Shout out to CellTube. Personally, till today, have never dropped Gucci Gang in my sets or plan to. There are boundaries. I play for the people to a level, but a lot of songs I still wouldn't drop that are just known. Which is fair enough, man. Like, I made a comment in regards to playing songs that the people ask for that maybe I don't like, but I would still throw them in my set. At the end of the day, I am there to entertain the people. And even though I would play music that I love to an extent, I feel like providing some stuff that the people like as well, even though I may not like it too much, you know, can kind of level the playing field out a little bit. So shout out to CellTube. Appreciate you reaching out, man. Gucci Gang, dead record. Still done its thing, though. DJ Audio in San Francisco, my guy. Shout out to DJ Audio. Great videos, man. The warm-up set to me is 100 times more rewarding than a headline set. It's so easy and cookie-cutter to play all the top current bangers. That's some Yank slang there, isn't it? Cookie-cutter to play all the top current bangers. But warming up a club with classics, recurrents, and digging for lost jams without losing the crowd, that is the perfect test of skill. Big up from San Francisco. 100%, man. A co-sign, exactly what Audio just said. Right. Most people can play the main set and play the bangers. Like, let's be honest. Being able to warm up with, like he says, the recurrence, digging the lost jams, but maintaining the crowd and keeping everyone engaged, ready for the fire later on. Like, that is a skill in itself. So shout out to DJ Audio, man. Big up all the crew in San Francisco. That's a big look. So I'm just looking through the YouTube channel, by the way. I'm going to jump to the Twitter very, very soon. So this was an interesting one that really got people's backs up.
A different time.
Let me stop that. This really got people's backs up on the YouTube. It was our third episode. And does using a controller mean you're a whack DJ? So as you can imagine, just going off that clickbait title already. There's some deep ones, so we're going to have a little look. Shout out to Crossfader. Big up Jamie Hartley. He runs the company Crossfader over in Leeds. They basically review equipment, technology, controllers, and everything else in between. So he left a great comment. Shout out to Stylus. This is an interesting debate. I was a turntable guy, then a CDJ guy, and I used to be one of those looking down on controller DJs until I started using them. All the creative tricks and skills I could achieve with Serato and turntable CDJs were suddenly taken to the next level. The controller allowed me to do anything I was already doing and more. Controllers gave birth to a whole new way of looking at mixing and the DJ industry. Just bear in mind too that they're called control vinyl for a reason. They control the software just like a controller does. Another thing is, I know a lot of new DJs with controllers look up to the Red Bull Freestyle DJs. That's their end goal, but a controller is a cheap and easy way to get started. Vinyl will likely never die, but it's not the starting point anymore. I 100% agree with what Jamie said there. Going off the back of our episode, we came to the conclusion that we're not against controller DJs. A lot of the feedback coming off this felt like we were putting the world to rights over controller DJs and people that use controllers. That was 100% not the case at all. We are all for controllers if people are using them in the right way. Like, if you're that lazy guy, if you're watching this right now and you're thinking that's me, you're one of the reasons why we dislike controller DJs to an extent when they don't use the technology in the right way. We're not against them. We're against people that are lazy. We're against lazy DJs that aren't really using controllers for what they're supposed to be for. Like Jamie said, it's not the starting point anymore using vinyls, etc. The technology has come so far. So controllers and all extra add-ons is part and parcel of the game that we're in now. And if you're using them for the right reasons and you're creating dope shit, like, then we are all for that. So shout out to Crossfader, shout out to the gang. Make sure you go and subscribe to them. I'm going to whack their channel in there. Shout out to DJ Vibes. That's my boy. He put Bear Controller DJs giving it dislikes. We got so many dislikes on this video. It stalled the views, the feedback, everything kind of froze. They put us on a froze, a free situation, which was pretty dead. But, you know, I reckon as long as you got the techers, scratching, wordplay, juggling, etc., controllers can be a good thing, but it doesn't beat the feel of CDJs. There we go. Shout out to Jack James. In fact, we can't read that one. That is long. Big up to Andreas Dullinger, who just put bullshit conversation. Thanks for your productive reply, Andreas. DJ C, shout out to DJ C, down south. Double slowly changing his opinion towards the end. I lug the turntables to every booking for a couple of years and it requires much more time and effort. I was never keen on controllers, but you know what? For me though, it's the busted CDJs and prehistoric Allen and Heath mixes. Half these clubs still have that have got me to finally cop the SZ2, which is the controller, which to be fair is basically two CDJs and an S9 mixer in one console. It's how you use it that sets you apart. I still feel there's a slight newbie look to rocking up to a club with one though, and that's what makes me reconsider using one. Shout out to DC, picking my nose. Big up to DJ Jigger, that's my guy. Shout out to all the crew over in Wales. Yes, guys, I first started to learn to DJ in 2008, and I learned on vinyl. I still use them at home now, in brackets. So I must admit, I sort of looked down on controller DJs, but those that were lazy. But here we go. Like, I know you could mix, etc. on the tables or CDJs then. I'd allow you on a controller. I don't think you fully learn to DJ with a controller, and hope those who do try older methods, like using your ears to mix, lol. To me, that was the biggest buzz when I learned. Locking a mix on turntables was gas. And yeah, it's a cheap way to get into learning, but then it's allowing a bunch of lazy people into our industry without grafting, except those who aren't lazy and are mad creative, which was our argument. We must sound like manual drivers talking about those automatic drivers who couldn't drive a real car, so took the easy option. Shout out to Jigger Man. It's kind of the same way for me. Like, I came through on vinyl, and I did semi-frown upon controllers at first, I can't lie. But as the technology has evolved and the DJ industry has just broadened its horizons so much more since the years that we started, you know, I think you've just got to be fully open-minded now when it comes to the equipment that people are using. But I agree, again, the buzz of locking a mix with your ears, like having that feel of the vinyl, and that was for me what DJing was all about.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so last week's episode, we were talking about the lost tempo, which was something I invented casually, as you do. When you get to a certain tempo within your set and it's at that range where you can just easily get lost, and maybe you've not got enough songs to create around that tempo, and yeah, the lost tempo. Shout out to MG, but I've had to properly research the lost tempo. I feel you guys, man. He's loving the vids. So shout out to MG. I'm glad you're liking the content, man. Shout out to Vital. Says, love this. Can relate so much. Dope content, guys, from Masam Tavasoli. Does subscribe. Dope content, guys. Looking forward to the next one. Thank you, brother. Thanks for checking in. I'm glad you're liking what we're trying to create over here. A lot of people fully relating to the lost tempo. I thought that was a dope episode, to be fair. Alright, so let's have a little look on the Twitter, check out the Talkover podcast hashtag. So DJ Double came up with a dope idea in one of our recent episodes, which was regarding the DJ Apprentice and how older DJs should really embrace the new age of DJs and the new generation, help bring them through, enabling them to avoid shitty situations, dealing with promoters, money, finances, etc. And basically just us reaching out to help the new generation to help them avoid any crap that we may have encountered during our career, and just help build that community, man. Do you know what I mean? It's a sick look. So yeah, shout out to Danny Sense. He put, the apprentice idea is brilliant. You learn so much from watching other DJs and how they work crowds. There's only so much you can learn playing about on your decks. And I have to agree, man, it's one of the reasons why this apprentice idea is so dope. You can sit there and do as much research as you want. You can go on the computer, you can be on Twitter, you can network, but nothing beats being in the field, actually working alongside a DJ and seeing someone in that live environment doing their thing. Like, you can't beat the hands-on experience. So shout out to Danny Sense. I'm glad you like the idea of the apprentice DJ. Going back to the controller debate briefly, Super Tilly, who's hit us up, he is over in Finland. So shout out to the Finland crew. He put, man, I think you and Double talked about controllers and DJ gear very respectfully. The main point I got was, it doesn't matter what you use as long as you are dope. And truth be told, like DJ Double, I haven't seen a dope controller set live yet. Bruv, I'm with you, man. Like, I thought we were kind. But yeah, do you know what it is? When people see that title about does controller make you a whack DJ, it's an instant dislike, bro. it was expected. But I'm glad you agree with us. So big up your chest. Big up all the crew over in Finland. Shout out to DJ Maka. Talk Over Podcast is sick, boys. Keep it up. Thank you, brother. We definitely will be sticking at this. No Double this week because he's a waste cadet. Let's see what else we're dealing with. Big up MG again, at DJ MG Music on the Twitter. Shout out to my dudes, Double and Stylus, for getting every DJ shouting at his laptop screen in agreement with the DJ conversations. Talkover is definitely an important one for the culture. Make sure you check them out. MG, my guy. Get a big thumbs up. There you go. Big up DJ Coco, everyone over in Liverpool. Shout out to my guy Stylus and Double. Some proper interesting DJ related discussions on there. Has me locked in every single week. So thank you, bro. Appreciate that. DJ Specs says he's loving the talk over with Madonna, Stylus and Double. Between the both of them, they nail every angle of what this music field is going through, good and bad. Can't wait till my guest feature. We will be looking at guests very, very soon, guys. A few people have hit us up. A few DJs and artists that really want to come and sit on the show. Can we call it a show? On the show? On the panel? Come and sit on the podcast with us. And we are lining up guests very, very soon. So make sure you subscribe and stay locked in for that. It's definitely on its way. I want to shout out to Mr. V. Mr. V, the DJ on Twitter, says he's watching the latest episode of Talkover. Damn right about patience. People expect the club to be kicking off at 10 p.m. when the club's only just opened at 9:30. People need to chill and enjoy the night. Hold the request until after midnight. Bruv, if you request a song before midnight, you'll be ignored. I'm joking. Big up to DJ KUK. Talkover is dope. You both make valid points. Thank you, bro. Shout out to at DJ Shorty Bless as well, coming through on the Twitter. Like, these comments is one of the reasons why we feel like we've really got something with this platform and we really want to continue to build something for the DJs. He has written, this is probably the most relatable online platform for DJs. Every word is the truth and every opinion is valid. Large up, Double and Stylus. Like, we feel between us, like with our experience over the years, you know, we've got 20 plus years experience in the club circuit alone between me and Double, and we feel like we're in a good position to really share our opinions and experience. And we're not saying that everything we put out there is valid. You know, it's all opinion orientated. Some guys may disagree, some may agree, and that is totally fine. And we are here just to air our views and hopefully provide something relatable for you lot on the other side of the camera. So yeah, man, shout out to DJ Shorty Bless. I'm glad that you think this is a relatable online platform, dude. DJ Baxter came through on the Twitter. He put time for a train special and he's uploaded a picture watching a podcast on the train. Big up DJ Phonic on the YouTube. He has put podcast this and post audio. This is too good. It's up there, brother. Spotify is your friend. Search Talkover Podcast even and you will find us. Don't forget, guys, if you lot want us to talk on any specific topics, subjects, any certain guests that you might think would be great to come and sit on the podcast with us, any DJs that you follow that think would be dope to really sit down and break open a can of worms with, let us know, man. Hit us up in the comments for this. And don't forget, we are also now on Spotify. So if you want to check us out on Spotify, that is the audio version, visuals on the YouTube. So like, subscribe, share the channel, subscribe on Spotify, all of that good stuff. And yeah, man, big up your chest. Catch you guys next Wednesday, 8 p.m.